Hurricane Dorian is taking its time creeping up the southeastern coast. Forecasters with the National Weather Service say they're expecting sustained wind speeds along the coast of 65 to 85 miles per hour when the storm passes the Cape Fear region. The major concerns? Wind damage and flooding. From the Cape Fear region to Surf City, National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Willis says winds could gust up to 100 miles per hour. Dorian makes its closest pass late tonight into tomorrow, but a little wobble to the left or right could change the intensity.
Regardless, we're expecting strong winds. It's going to lead to some power outages, damage to structures, down trees. We're still expecting surge. There is potential for significant surge. And regardless, we're going to get a significant amount of rainfall as well.
Willis says he's concerned about inundation from both rainfall and storm surge affecting the coast and inland areas, and all that water can be dangerous.
Do not drive through flooded roadways. That's where most of the deaths occur from flooding, as people try to drive through flooded roadways. It sounds cliche, but turn around, don't drown is really important in this situation.
Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.